So here's the toolkit to shift your state and thus bend your reality. You might say, why do I want to bend my reality? You're bending your reality every single day, week after week, year after year, whether you want to or not. You thought it was a great idea to jump into bed as a young man with that girlie. Whew, hadn't she got a nice pair? And years later, you're a grandfather. You've bent your reality. I'm never going to be a grandfather for two reasons. I'm not male and I don't have any kids. Shift your state. Right, so we've gone through a lot, but this is the actual nuts and bolts of how to shift your state. And you can do it today, you can do it this week, and you can do it this year. And you can push your reality out to be whatever you want. Bend your reality, shift your state. Here's how to do it. So the first idea is you as creator. And I write on a piece of, I always have these little cards that are about credit card size. There's something about that size which, you know, your hand loves picking up a piece of paper that size. So the first one I read every single day says, I am therefore. I have another set of these sort of cards in the bathroom, which I have to stretch up above the mirror to get them. And the first one says, top banana, I feel ecstatic. Okay, so I've taken exactly the same idea and I've made it into a bit of fun so that I'm already smiling as soon as I get that pack of cards that I've made myself, you know, down. And I just thumb them over. It says things like, you know, nothing is problem, and that kind of thing. And I just read these out. It's a little game that I've created for myself every day, but I'm already smiling. So when I look in the mirror, there's a big smile because top banana, I'm top banana. But the other one is a bit more serious and it says, I am therefore. So, you know, if you get a piece of A4 paper and you cut up the middle and then you cut again, so you've created like an English flag cross, and then you continue to do that, you will have 8 little cards, and you can do that as many times over as you like, and they are very useful for shopping lists. Okay, but what I do essentially is they're kind of playing card size, maybe, you know, but yeah, I just create little decks of these and I flick them over and they help me to shift my state in the day. So I do them the first thing when I get up. Okay, I do not look at my phone. I don't touch any outside reality stuff. I just go to my deck of cards that I've written and the first one says, I am therefore. It's the most powerful message I can give myself in the day to shift my state and bend my reality. So I want to show you how to access your inner power, and that is, you know, the most important thing, the most powerful thing you can do is to create these little cards, and they are called, in general, in the mindset world, they're called affirmation cards. You're just affirming that. You can read it by looking at it, or you can actually say it out loud if you want to. It doesn't make a lot of difference. You know, you can argue whether it does or not, that's fine, but there it is. It's there in front of you. That's important. I am therefore. And it means that you are the creator of your reality. So if you're playing a game of chess, what you see when two people play chess is little wooden pieces there, but that is only a representation of their inner state. So your physical reality is a mere representation of your inner state. And if you had a lawn with bricks all over it, you could choose to put those bricks wherever you like, or you could just phone someone else up and they'd come and take them away or whatever. But your environment is bricks. Your will is the architect. So the affirmation cards and little personal daily disciplines is the toolkit, essentially. It's as simple as that. And the reason for it is that you get inside you, within those two things. And no matter what shite people throw at you during the day and they tell you you're stupid, you can just have that inner conviction that whatever they say It doesn't matter because you define who you are and what you do. You shift your state. So a few daily disciplines, they don't have to make any sense, right? They're just something you do every day. Find a really good motivational MP3 and just lie back with your eyes closed and listen to that, the same one every day at much the same time, okay? Just go for a walk to the pond and back. Or just have, let's say you've got 5 stones on a table, and every day you just put those stones into a slightly different shape. Now that is seemingly inconsequential, but what you're doing is you're building in a daily discipline which says, I am, and I'm different, and I pertain to myself and my results. Nobody else has any authority over me, and no one has the right to tell me what to do. Okay, it's not a bad idea to learn to fast, even if you only do it for one morning in 7 days. Just say Monday morning, you don't have anything to eat, you don't have any lunch, and then you have a simple meal in the evening. It's a good discipline. Okay, it's absolutely ideal if you can make the effort to learn to play chess. You don't have to be a good chess player. It's just, you know, you can see I get a lot of analogies out of the chessboard. It's a game of warfare, but it's essentially two wills battling one another and trying to get a physical result. Learn to play a musical instrument. It could be as simple as the drums or, you know, the guitar or a penny whistle, just something. Learn to play a musical instrument or one of those little kids' xylophones, anything. It's going to set up lots of vibrations and correspondence in your brain, okay? And learn to sketch and doodle on A4 paper just for the hell of it. You know, you say I can't draw. Just draw something that looks a bit like a square or looks a bit like a circle. And over years, you'll get better and better. And some of the things might look like things. So they might just be abstract patterns. It just doesn't matter, but it does make a huge, huge inroad into shifting your state because you're allowing your inner subliminal some freedom of expression, you know, through these little ideas, okay? Whether you like it or not, you constantly transmit. You send out vibrational frequencies. And one of the top things you can do is just take a moment in each day, whether it's before your meal, before you really do anything in the day, or when you go to bed, just at one point or 3 points in the day, just be thankful. Just find, say, 3 things to be thankful for. So I thank for breathing freely. I thank for my feet. I thank for the daylight. And by doing that, you feel joy and thus you become in a high vibrational state. So you're not in the negative state at all, you know. One of the most important things about shifting your state is to shift your state to a higher vibe where there is positivity, not a lower vibe. Where there's negativity, that's why we talk about get your mind out of the gutter. You know, in the gutter, you can't see the stars. Go up and have a look at the stars. Be as flexible as you can in life and be broad-minded. So don't just play chess as white. Try playing chess as black or try doing it as a spectator so you're not invested emotionally in either result. Detach from outcome and just have a look at things as if you were the spectator. And what will happen then is if in some of your efforts, you know, it failed, it didn't go quite right, never mind, you had a go, accept mistakes, move on. So the really important thing is nutrition, okay? But that's twofold. That's to do with the food and drink that you feed into your body, right? But also your mental diet. Right, so let's have a quick think about matter. Does it matter? And the interesting thing about does it matter, it actually becomes matter. So the mental metaphysical becomes the physical. You decide what matters in your life, and that becomes actual solid matter. That's an interesting illustration. If at any time you're saying, I haven't got time for that, you are the most deserving of this stuff. You do need to shift your state if you honestly think your life is too busy. I only allow people access to me 2 days a week. How about that? And the other 5 days a week, I'm shifting my state. I'm in nature, I'm in silence, I discover the inner me. That's how important I am to myself, okay? I didn't clutter my life up with kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, you know, or anybody, right? So, what I want to recommend is solitude is great for your mental diet, okay? And it teaches you to just be yourself. If you can take as much as an hour a day for solitude and contemplating things, writing notes like this course, that's fantastic. If you can do 5 days out of seven like I do, that's even better, okay? So in order to do that, the first thing I do is I quit media and medicine. I don't allow those into my life at all. So I'm not interested in headlines. I don't care who won the football. I'm not even sure what football is. You know, medicine, I don't go to the doctor. I never get ill. That's a consequence. The cause of getting, you know, the effect is illness. The cause is you went to the doctor. Because you went to the doctor, you accept that there is a thing called illness and you're going to get it. And the person that cures you is the doctor. That's completely false and erroneous. There is no doctor. There is no medicine. There is no illness. Just keep breathing. So your physical, you know, body, if you like, shows where you've been in the mental spiritual. Okay, so if you've got bags under your eyes, you've either been worrying or wanking too much. Okay, you can correct that. You can shift your state. So the next thing I do is I really limit my friendships. So I'm only friends with people that, you know, it's a win-win. We both doing each other some kind of good, okay? And I try to visit people about once in 2 years. That's my friendships, all right? But you've got to bear in mind I am on my own 5 days a week, and I like myself and my own company so much, you know, it's a rare treat to go and visit a friend, but I don't want to overdo it. Do you know what I mean? Choose to study at least one topic at any one time, okay, that you can enjoy and excel in. So learn to play chess, you know, go and see if you can beat someone down the local chess club or online. Learn to tell one flower from another, or learn to brew your own beer. You know, just study a topic that you can become an expert at some point, because it gives you a viable state to you know, live your inner reality within. If you possibly can, or whether you can't, just do it anyway. Leave all groups, okay? Just get out of groups. I'm always very wary of anyone wanting to include me in a group, and I don't belong to any groups. I don't belong. I am, therefore. I don't subscribe to any groups because groupthink is dangerous. It will eventually kill you. That's how dangerous it is. You must think for yourself. You must exude personal responsibility, and you can do that best in solitude. Groupthink is science fiction. Ideally, be your own genesis, your own source for everything, your own personal responsibility. No negative bullshit in, no negative bullshit out. When you speak, you want people to listen to you because you're an authority. If you talk negative bullshit, you're not an authority, you're a dickhead, okay? Stop being a dickhead, no negative bullshit in. So obviously you're not going to watch any pornography or horror films or films or anything like that, you know. Now, you can set yourself up for success by simply making sure you don't set yourself up for failure. So that's no negative bullshit in. You think, oh, I'll just watch this really dodgy 5-minute cartoon. No, because it's negative bullshit in. There's no on-off switch. You're just going to transmit negative bullshit out. Okay, so keep away from all that stuff. I mean, I'm keeping away from my friends, so I'm not going to allow any other kind of negative bullshit in, am I? Have you ever heard it said that your eyes are the window to your soul? Well, I just want to point out that your door to your soul is your mouth. Okay, so the window to your soul is your eyes. The door to your soul is your mouth. Your lips represent a threshold. And presumably, if you have a house, you only let into the house the people that you want in the house. And so it is with the threshold, which is your lips. Don't let anything out that you don't want out in the world. And don't let anything in. And that includes the stuff you eat. And actually, it's your ears, isn't it? But, you know, don't allow bullshit in, basically. Okay, so when you eat, ask yourself, why the hell are you putting that through your lips? If it's got any kind of E number in it or any kind of sugar and salt that you just do not need, you know, it's poison. Don't put it into your mouth. I have this sort of a tenet for never, never, never eating mushrooms unless I'm absolutely certain they are genuine field mushrooms that aren't going to kill me. And you should have that level of superstition, suspicion. It's not superstition, it's suspicion. But you should be that paranoid about every foodstuff you put into your body, because a lot of it is designed to kill you, because killing you keeps the medical trade in, you know, as a commercial reality, because there's no other reason why they would, you know, exist, because you don't need to ever get ill. But one of the ways in which we do get ill is listening to negative bullshit and eating negative bullshit. So be very, very careful what you consume, okay? Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. If you smile at a mirror, it will reflect a smile back. But it is not going to give you a smile until you smile. As with everything, work on it.